Hello everyone, welcome back to another inspirational announcement. So as you already heard, the rules and the regulations to be a part of the Defenders of the Lilac System, a freedom fighting slash mercenary slash vigilante group that we only fight if the cops aren't doing their job, which let's face it is more often than not. But there's also another force that I've also started, not just the Defenders of Lilac. Or if, well, technically didn't start it, I joined it, and now I'm the leader of one of the four, actually one of the five if you count Sky, of clans that was based off the book Warriors. Such as clans. Thunder Clan, the best clan. River Clan, which is pretty decent. Wing Clan, my second favorite clan. Okay, third, because I like Sky Clan. That's my second favorite clan. And the clan I hate the most, Shadow Clan. Now, like the Warrior books by Erin Hunter, that's what we get most of our inspiration off of for the Warrior freedom fighting horse. There is a difference, though. Even though we aren't tending, all the clans together aren't friends or buddies all the time, we will fight on each other's side if need be. Mainly, we have allies, but we're not teammates, mind you. Allies and teammates can be similar, but in this case, they are similar yet different at the same time. River Clan and Thunder Clan are allies. Wing Clan is Thunder Clan's allies. Sky Clan was technically restarted in the books by Thunder Clan. So, since we take inspiration from Erin Hunter, we decided that maybe allies would help. And then we have Shadow Clan, who we don't really like that much. Regardless, we didn't plan for this, but those people are jerks. Not just in the Erin Hunter's books, but in real life. I am the leader of Thunder Clan, and this is what we usually do. We look like average Joes, except for one redeeming quality. And by that, I don't mean like we do one good thing. We do all good that we can, but one quality in particular that tells us from the others. We will have either a bandana or a new clothing article that has been approved and is optional, a baseball hat. I have both. And bandanas usually have been used for the majority of the time of this going on. But recently, after I became leader, I opted for baseball hats for a little more askew version of the bandanas. So those who want to show that they are warriors, without everyone knowing, until now, of course, but I had permission from all clans to do this, even Shadow Clan, to get this video. So, anyway, I am known as Nightstar in the clans. Again, the clans are not to be confused with a gang. We are not evil, mean, or malicious. We are, okay, maybe Shadow Clan is, but my clan isn't. Nor is Wind Clan, Sky Clan, or River Clan. Even though we're not really fond of River Clan, but hey, you know, can't lie. But we are here to stop things that cops usually don't do. Like, there's a stalker. My friend's sister was being stalked by some lovesick, crazy idiot. We told the cops. You want to know what the cops said to us? Deal with it. You hear me right. The cops looked us dead in the eye and said, well, then just deal with it. Don't do anything, just deal with it. We armed ourselves with knives and BB guns. and waited at the front door, which is what they usually banged on the window or front door. They did bring him over there, not kill them, not stab them, not punch them in the... Actually, yeah, we would punch them. We would beat them to a pulp, but we would not kill them or injure them eternally. And yeah, they'd have, like, a few teeth knocked out and broken bones, but we wouldn't have killed them. We would have just got to give them warning, a very strict warning, hey, you mess with one of us, you mess with the clan. You mess with the clan, we will fight and we will defeat you. We never caught him. But after when he said, come on, I'll fight you down by the bridge, and he saw a group of people with bandanas, baseball caps, knives, and a BB gun, not to mention nunchucks, because, yeah, one of us went to the store, martial arts store, and got nunchucks, because they have a dojo. He was just staying at the house until it was time to go home the next morning, but he ended up staying for a while, just in case. Which we all train ourselves, personally. In dojos, or just simply in fighting moves and defense postures, like the elders before us did. And our elders, well, they know a lot of fighting moves that even my mentor didn't know. I learned probably more from the elders than I did my own mentor who taught me everything I know. Continuing though, we will continue this. Alright? What if the defenders of Lilac system fight more of these mass murders and villains and criminals to all of society? What do the defenders of the... Sorry, not defenders. What does the warriors face off against? Well, even though the defenders of Lilac have weapons that kill, like, I don't know, shotguns, pistols, stuff like that, or bows and arrows, or whatever we can get our hands on, warriors are not trained with all of that. Usually we don't handle firearms, the warriors don't. No. Knives, BB guns, bows and arrows, spears, tomahawks, modern weapons we handle. Now we do have guns like pistols or rifles or snipers. Not illegal snipers, like just like a 22 rifle with a scope on it, if that counts as a sniper. I would, but count it, but you know what I mean. That's the majority of what I mean when I say sniper, so nothing illegal. And why do we have those? Just in case. Just in case what? Are you planning on coming across a shooter? Yes. Because that's one of the things that the defenders and the defenders of the Lilac system and the warriors share in common. If there is a school shooting, we will go after the shooter. And we will not hesitate to pull the trigger. Continuing. Do warriors want to kill? Answer. Definitely not. No. If we can get along without killing, we will gladly do that. All life is sacred. All life is precious. But we are not just going to stand there and let someone shoot us. Like the cops say, or say, oh, you're not allowed to shoot until they shoot at you. If someone has a gun and they're pointing at me, I don't care what you say, I'm going to pull the trigger either way. If they don't shoot at me and they don't have a gun in their hand that's pointed at me, good. I won't pull the trigger or fight them. I might bring them down to the ground, maybe rough them up a bit if they've done wrong. Here's what I say. If you try to take me down with my clan, you will never get a chance or live long enough to get near me. But if you're an innocent person, then you'll never need to fear us. We will never hurt the innocent. We will protect them, even if it means we give our lives in the process. We will gladly fight and die to defend the innocents. Because innocents have done no wrong. But if you are guilty and have tried to cause harm to others, well, wish I could say it was not known yet, but it wasn't. Because if you're doing bad things, then you're begging for us to take you out. Granted, too, we would only shoot and shoot to kill on only one, let me put only one condition. Shooting you in the leg, arm, or wherever to disable you to mobilize or immobilize, I guess, to immobilize you has failed. We will not do anything to seriously hurt or kill you purposely. We would only wish to immobilize you until... So yeah, in other words, shoot the wound, not to kill. Because, no, we are not above the law. If we kill, just because we have the power to, we're no better than them. Now you know that we will fight for against school shooters, armed robbers, and technically anyone who gets on our wrong side that has done something super dangerous, jail time, illegal. Or if someone tries to steal from Walmart, yeah, they get taken out. Well, they don't get taken out, they get taken down. If it's an armed robbery, then we'll just rough them up. If it's a robbery where they hurt someone or armed where they could kill someone, then yes, we'll rough them up if we can. And if they start fighting to injure one of us, then that's when the guns will come out and we will shoot them in the arm or the leg. Or if they are shooting at us currently before we get too close, that's when we'll aim for a body part where they will possibly either pass out from blood loss or pass on. Although we wish to refrain from that at all costs. But we will do it for our own well-being and other people's safety. Although we opt not to do that. Final thing. What do the warriors stand for? Like, what's it mean to be a warrior? Is there a certain code? Yes, there is. Listen to the leader. Respect others as you respect yourself. If you are hunting, respect prey. Loyalty is key. Show loyalty to all members. Honor the elders and take care of them if need be. When you go and if you hunt and you get a kill, such as a rabbit, deer, or whatever, you bring it back and feed the others before you feed yourself. Leader rules, so things I have to do. I am not allowed to eat if there's not enough food to go around. I'll give my portion to the others. Nursing mothers and children eat first. Second, if we have enough food, I make sure the clan's taken care of before I eat. I am allowed to pick an apprentice of any kind. If I go hunting, I am allowed to eat before I bring it back. So just like a hunting trip and I cook it first. Just get out there. Now what am I trying to say? Do we just do this willy-nilly without giving the cops a chance? No. If someone says, don't worry guys, I called the cops, they're on the way. Or if the cops are actually doing their job. We will wait until the cops do their job. But if the cops say, sorry, no, or we won't be there, then yes, we will stick up and do our job. We'll do what we have to do. That is not taking all to our own hands at that point. The points we do when the cops say deal with it yourself is the cops aren't doing their job. They're not protecting the public like they were sworn in to do. So they're not doing their job that they're paid to do. So we will do the job because it's the right thing to do. We don't get paid for defending the people. We're not on the payroll. The warriors and the defenders of Lilac do it because it's the right thing to do. Not because we want money for it. Another thing. We do not ask for money unless it is paid. We do not ask for money unless someone offers it to us. And even then we might refuse. And you might be saying, so what do you defenders of Lilac and warriors do, since you're both of them, or the leader of both of them? Simple. The warriors, we just live out our day-to-day lives. We'll meet up, have fun together, live amongst each other. After a little bit, what do we do then? Simple. We just live out our day-to-day lives. Defenders of Lilac, same thing. Live out our day-to-day lives. Apart from that, we train ourselves in hand-to-hand combat, martial arts, and, well, training ourselves to handle our weapons smoother. Just in case. Are we villains, vigilantes, or just people trying to do the right thing? I believe it's we're people just trying to do the right things. Because let's face it, a lot of the cops aren't doing their job. I respect the police, but only the police that are not dirty, that do not take bribes, and actually do their job. If someone's being stalked, they should say, alright, we'll look into it. Until then, please remain calm. That would have been fine. Do it yourself is not something you say. Now, granted, all we had to deal with so far, Defenders of Lilac and Warrior-wise, is a stalker. That's all we had to deal with. But we're not scared to go up against a bigger and more dangerous threat should that occur. In fact, we made plans in case that should happen. Going to Walmart frequently means sooner or later there'll probably be something bad happening. Should that happen, we are ready to deal with it as best to our abilities. This is Nightstar, Wolf, and Brian Dash signing off. But let me ask you this. Are we doing the right thing or the wrong thing? That's the poll. And since this is important, there's no need for outro. Thank you for watching, and good night.